Today, President Biden and other NATO leaders are set to meet. The White House is describing it as an extraordinary virtual summit to discuss the latest developments regarding Ukraine. Meantime, Republicans have not held back from criticizing President Biden over his response, but leading into the invasion, former President Donald Trump went so far as to praise Vladimir Putin's tactics, reopening a debate over the direction of foreign policy among conservatives. NPR political correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben has been following all of this. So, Danielle, there's been broad bipartisan support for Ukraine on Capitol Hill. What are we hearing in the wake of the invasion, though?
Right. Well, like you said, bipartisan support for Ukraine. There has been broad condemnation of Vladimir Putin. And also the unifying sentiment among Republicans is that President Joe Biden is weak or even partially to blame. Here's Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell at a press conference yesterday.
I think the precipitous withdrawal from Afghanistan in August was a signal to Putin and maybe to Chinese President Xi as well, that America was in retreat, that America could not be depended upon, and was an invitation to the autocrats in the world that maybe this was a good time to make a move.
And McConnell and a fair number of other Republicans said, and had been saying for a few days now, that Biden's sanctions were too little too late. Now, it's worth noting that there had been a bipartisan push in the Senate for tough sanctions. Bob Menendez, Democrat of New Jersey, was one of the main people calling for those. And yesterday he said that he wants more to be done yet. One other thing important to get at here is that Biden said yesterday in announcing new sanctions that they're holding back on some tougher measures like cutting off Russia from the international banking systems because of allies in Europe and what they want.
Now, a lot of Republicans are going to be in Florida for the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. Is the invasion going to be front and center there?
Well, that started yesterday, and the invasion has not been central so far. There was a discussion on Russia and Ukraine yesterday, and foreign policy people who are there, chief among them KT McFarland, who was deputy national security advisor under Trump, they have spoken fairly extensively on the topic when it has come up. And when it's come up, it's largely been in the context of the China threat, as people have put it, and gas prices. But the politicians there, the people who we talk about as possible 2024 candidates, for the most part, have really avoided the topic. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, they largely avoided it. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis didn't mention Ukraine or Russia at all. And he is one of the main names that we talk about for 2024. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley probably got into it the most of those four, largely in the context, again, of gas prices and the American energy industry. The focus at CPAC, though, has been things that really fire up the GOP base. They've been really leaning heavily into culture war issues like COVID prevention measures in schools, how race is taught in classrooms. The theme of CPAC this year is awake, not woke. And that is very much what people are following in terms of their topics.
Danielle, I heard you mention a lot of names, but not Donald Trump's name.
Right. Yeah. As far as prominent Republicans go, he's kind of alone thus far. And also, we haven't really heard a lot from him on this. I talked to one conservative-leaning foreign policy expert yesterday. This analyst pointed out that, you know, you have isolationist Republicans, you have interventionist Republicans, and then you have Donald Trump, who has his own ideology, which is largely self-interest. What we have heard from him is in the last couple of days, he has twice praised Vladimir Putin for being, quote, smart, savvy, for invading Ukraine. And when Josh Hawley was asked about that last night, we should say, he shot that down very quickly. But Trump will get his chance to talk. He speaks Saturday at CPAC, and we'll be watching it really closely.
NPR political correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks a lot.
Thank you.